Today's reading begins in Joshua 12, verse 7. Joshua 12, verse 7. And these are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the people of Israel defeated to the west side of the Jordan, from Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon to Mount Halak, which rises toward Seir. And Joshua gave their land to the tribes of Israel as a possession according to their allotments, in the hill country, in the lowland, in the Arabah, in the slopes, in the wilderness, and in the Negeb, the land of the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The king of Jericho won, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, won, the king of Jerusalem won, the king of Hebron won, the king of Jarmuth won, the king of Lachish won, the king of Eglon won, the king of Gezer won, the king of Debir won, the king of Gedor won, the king of Hormah won, the king of Arad won, the king of Libna won, the king of Adullam won, the king of Makkedah won, and the king of Bethel won, the king of Tapua won, the king of Hefer won, the king of Aphek won, the king of Lasharon won, the king of Madon won, the king of Hazor won, the king of Shimron Moran won, the king of Akshaph won, the king of Tanakh won, the king of Megiddo won, the king of Kadesh won, the king of Jokneam in Carmel won, the king of Dor in Naphath Dor won, the king of Goim in Galilee won, the king of Tirzah won, in all 31 kings. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and there remains yet very much land to possess. This is the land that yet remains, all the regions of the Philistines, and all those of the Geshurites, from the Shihor, which is east of Egypt, northward to the boundary of Ekron. It is counted as Canaanite. There are 5 rulers of the Philistines, those of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. And those of the Avim in the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Mira, that belongs to the Sidonians, to Aphek, to the boundary of the Amorites, and the land of the Gebelites, and all Lebanon toward the sunrise, from Baal-Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo-Hamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country, from Lebanon to Misraphoth-Maim, even all the Sidonians. I myself will drive them out from before the people of Israel. Only allot the land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance to the 9 tribes and the half the tribe of Manasseh." With the other half of the tribe of Manasseh, the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance, which Moses gave them, beyond the Jordan eastward, as Moses the servant of the Lord gave them. From Aroer, which is at the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the table land of Medeba, as far as Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, as far as the boundary of the Ammonites, and Gilead, and the region of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and all Mount Hermon, all Bashan to Salaca, all the kingdom of Og and Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei, he alone was left of the remnant of the Rephaim. These Moses had struck and driven out. Yet the people of Israel did not drive out the Geshurites or the Maacathites, but Geshur and Maacath dwell in the midst of Israel to this day. To the tribe of Levi alone Moses gave no inheritance. The offerings by fire to the Lord God of Israel are their inheritance, as he said to them. And Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of the people of Reuben according to their clans. So their territory was from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the tableland by Medeba, with Heshbon and all its cities that are in the tableland, Dibon and Bamoth Baal, and Beth Baal Meon, and Jahaz, and Kedemoth, and Mephath, and the Kiriathim, and Sibma, and Zereth Shahar on the hill of the valley, and Beth Peor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, that is, all the cities of the tableland, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses defeated with the leaders of Midian, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, the princes of Sion who lived in the land. Balaam also, the son of Beor, the one who practiced divination, was killed with the sword by the people of Israel among the rest of their slain. And the border of the people of Reuben was the Jordan as a boundary. This was the inheritance of the people of Reuben, according to their clans, with their cities and villages. Moses gave an inheritance also to the tribe of Gad, to the people of Gad, according to their clans. Their territory was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the Ammonites to Arur, which is east of Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramoth-Mizpah, and Betonim, and from Mahanaim to the territory of Debir, and in the valley Beth-Haram, Beth-Nimrah, Succoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon king of Heshbon, having the Jordan as a boundary to the lower end of the Sea of Chinnereth, eastward beyond the Jordan. This is the inheritance of the people of Gad according to their clans with their cities and villages. And Moses gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was allotted to the half-tribe of the people of Manasseh according to their clans. Their region extended from Mahanaim through all Bashan, the whole kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities, and half Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edrei, the cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan. These were allotted to the people of Machir, the son of Manasseh, for the half of the people of Machir according to their clans. These are the inheritance that Moses distributed in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses gave no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel is their inheritance, just as he said to them. These are the inheritances that the people of Israel received in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the people of Israel gave them to inherit. Their inheritance was by lot, just as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses for the 9 1/2 tribes. For Moses had given an inheritance to the 2 1/2 tribes beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the people of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and no portion was given to the Levites in the land, but only cities to dwell in, with their pasture lands for their livestock and their substance. The people of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. They allotted the land. We've covered quite a bit of history just, you know, in a few chapters here in the book of Joshua. It is listed that there were 31 kings that were conquered at this time. And when we think of kings today, we think of large nations, you know, a king of a vast territory. But kings here were tended to be more regional. You know, they might have a large city and then the surrounding area, maybe a large city and a couple of smaller cities. That's the way a king tended to be at this time. So when it says 31 kings, it's sort of like 31 regions or 31 areas. Now, when we think about also, you know, all these tribes that are being mentioned in all these different areas, this has taken place over a good number of years. This, you read through this and it makes it sound like, you know, bang, 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 you know, they just kind of went from city to city, knocked them out, and they were done. But it wasn't nearly that quick. It says Joshua was reaching old age. So we've gone from him taking the reins from Moses to him himself being advanced in age in just a short period of reading. But it's been, you know, half a lifetime or so of him leading the people of Israel. So what can we take away from this for today? Perhaps that we should remember that God is faithful. God keeps his promises. God is with us. We need to be in that covenant with God so that we can be the receiver of those promised things that God has delivered through his Son, Jesus Christ. We need to make our calling and election sure, just as I mentioned yesterday, so that we might be the recipients of those wondrous and great promises. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.